I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, once again, pet treats are in the news. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, released a report regarding pets being made ill or even dying after being given tainted jerky treats imported from China. Since the FDA's last update in late 2013, it has received about 1,800 reports about problems related to the treats. That's in addition to the 3,000 reports already received prior to the October update. According to the FDA website, the reports involve more than 5,600 dogs, 24 cats, 3 humans, and involve more than 1,000 canine deaths. The FDA has overseen testing of a dozen varieties of jerky pet treats from China. They are stumped because there seems to be a clear connection between consumption of the treats and illness in pets, but most of the samples tested yield negative results for identifiable contaminants. In response to the FDA report, 2 major pet supply chains have made the decision to stop selling any pet treats manufactured in China. Petco announced that it will discontinue sales of China-made treats by the end of this year. PetSmart followed with its own announcement that all such treats would be pulled from its store shelves by next March. Most of the reported treats are chicken jerky or duck or sweet potato jerky. Read the package carefully before giving your pet any treats. The FDA recommends that you watch your pet closely for signs of illness, including lethargy, loss of appetite, vomiting, diarrhea, or change in water consumption, especially if you think your pet has been exposed to tainted pet treats. If you think your pet may have consumed tainted treats, call your veterinarian and report it to the FDA. You can find more information about the investigation into dangers posed by pet treats from China by visiting the FDA website at fda.gov. We buy treats for our best friends because we love them. It's heartbreaking to think that such a simple gesture could be deadly when we're speaking of pets.